best.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
You're getting choked up about MasterChef, aren't you?
I was having a taste of my Anzac biscuit before Mrs. Watson comes to the studio. tasting them after 8 o'clock, part of the Serena show.
Hey, speaking of the MasterChef Australia, it's now narrowed down to only the two left. Tonight is the second part of the grand finale.
Billy or Georgia?
Yeah, that's the thing, because Reynolds was kicked out of the show after, what was his fish? 5 seconds, it would have been perfect, and he missed out on that. He joins us. Good morning, Reynolds.
Morning. How are you?
Yeah, mate, we're very well.
Yeah, great stuff.
Geared up for a big night tonight, but last week, competition for you, you gutted that you were turfed out, mate?
Yeah, to be at that point in the competition, you know, we feel a bit gutted, but, you know, I'm more than grateful to even be, to get the top four.
Mm. Now, it came down to the fish. When you were booted out, it was only a simple mistake. 5 seconds is all it was to get that fish, right?
I think there was a few moments that you know that I was just going, "No, you could have done that better, or you should have done that." Especially cutting that cucumbers, but yeah, that 5 seconds really got to me, and just the pressure as well.
There's a lot of pressure on you guys, not only in the kitchen but off the kitchen set as well.
Yeah,
like some speculation about you know, your cooking background, and people were talking about that, and you know that you had an upper hand kind of thing. What did you say to those sort of comments?
Yeah, you know, that stuff is bound to happen, and I hid nothing, so then MasterChef rules are quite strict, so, you know, I would have been booted out quite earlier if there was anything wrong.
Yeah, no, look, just on those people that don't know your cooking background, what is it?
Well, with my family, like, obviously, then we moved here very early on, and then my mum started as a kitchen hand. And for me, my food dream kind of just started as coming home and just practicing and reading cookbooks.
We saw some of the things you addition up, though. Seriously, some of that practicing did you very well. But it all boils down to tonight, so 7:30, the big MasterChef Grand Final. Who do you think is going to take it out?
I think Billy, because she's all a really well-rounded cook, and she handles pressure very, very well, and, you know, she performs really well in the kitchen.
Mm. Yeah. Okay, look, thanks very much. We know you're busy, Reynolds, so thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
See you later, mate. And don't forget the grand final tonight, MasterChef Australia on Southern Cross 10. I'm saying Georgia for tonight.
You know what? We're both in agreement with this one.
Yeah, with Jay and Dave for Brekkie. We'll have the highlights and the runner-up joining us live on tomorrow's show here at CFM. Since our victorious win, taking out the pumpkin scones division at the Serena show.
So we're at stage bake-off 2.
Anzac biscuits. As voted by you, the listeners, telling us you wanted us to make these, we've made them yesterday on the weekend, Dave. The video, the photos on our Facebook page, CFM Mackay, the finished product is right here.
They look good, they taste good, but there's only one person that can tell us all whether or not they're award-winning, and that would be Mrs. Watkins from the QCWA. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in the studio. We've been told that you're very honest when it comes to taste testing some products, and you're going to be very honest about our Anzac biscuit today.
Yes, I'm going to. Sometimes it gets you into trouble, but sometimes it doesn't.
Okay, well, look, what makes a really good Anzac biscuit? Because you'd know, wouldn't you?
Mm. Yes. Oh, well, I don't know. There's a lot of ladies like myself. We do baking.
Yeah.
I know it's a dying art. Mm. Really, because it's not the baking being done today that usually was back in my time as a young married mother.
Yeah, it's usually all the stuff is already combined for you and you just whack it in the oven.
Yeah.
Okay, chewy or crunchy Anzac biscuits?
Crunchy is nice. Now, if you're entering for the shows, what we mostly always do is you make a batch of biscuits.
Yeah.
So in the show, when you're showing something, it has to be precise, sort of, right, okay, it's two inches or, you know, that around one like that.
They all have to be the same.
They must be, yes.
We're
so
screwed.
They're presented on a plate of six. But no, you just wanted that taste. But then, I mean, all you do is you make your batch of cookies.
Yeah.
Or biscuits. And you make them so that when you roll, say, a dessert spoon, you have a look and then you flatten it out with a fork very gently.
Okay.
And sort of get them all and try and get as many as you can like that. So then you take the six best.
Yeah. And then you go from there.
Okay. We're in so much trouble already.
Well, here's our biscuit, Dave. So Mrs. Watkins can have a taste. Have a taste of that and tell us exactly what you think.
All right.
It smells like an Anzac biscuit.
That's
good, yeah.
She's gone in for the taste. I'm not seeing any...
She's got the poker face going down.
You've got
down
this
pat,
down, very down pat.
Yeah.
What are you thinking at the
very
moment?
Very tasty.
Very tasty?
Yes.
Is it award-winning?
What do you think?
Not the size. You've got too big a biscuit.
Okay, we can work on that.
No, well, you bring it down to about round like that.
Okay.
As I said, when you put it down as a ball,
yeah.
Put it on your baking sheet and give enough spreading for it.
For it to open up when it bakes.
Yes.
Okay.
And keep it to about that size.
Yeah.
Because this, you want it to be crunchy. If it's crunchy, it's got a... It is a like a cookie, as the Americans call it, but we call them biscuits.
Biscuit, yeah.
But this is right tasting, and it's your ingredients.
Okay, so you're impressed with that?
I am.
You are impressed. Ooh, yeah,
could it get the first place though?
Could you think so? Like the taste alone, do you reckon that could win?
Yeah, I'm not saying no, it shouldn't.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you're there at the show and you've got say half a dozen plates, maybe more, of these biscuits, and you look at them. And I've always been a judge that when you look at it and you put there, you bring your best ones forward and that's what you go. And as the saying is, then you start, if there's two or three that's very close, you have to start nitpicking, as we call it.
Absolutely.
You get right down to the nitty-gritties, the size all equal.
And how much they actually pay the judges. Right, well, gotcha.
No, we don't get paid.
Well, we're going to see how we go this weekend at the Serena Show. Thank you for joining us, Mrs. Watkins. Thank you very much. With Jay and Dave for breakfast here at CFM.
Do you remember those games you played as a kid? Okay, it might have been a combination of a couple of different games put together.
Mm.
Well, this guy in the States... He's done the remarkable thing of actually combining two sports into one, and it's going off like a frog in a sock. It's 10-pin bowling mixed in with gridiron. You know when the quarterback gets the ball and he throws it?
Yeah.
Like the long shot? You've got to throw the ball to hit the 10 pins over.
What a crap idea.
It sounds awesome.
We should go back to the day where we had Spotlight. Spotlight was the best kids game of a night time. Dark, you got the torch, got to find each other in the dark. That was the best game as a kid.
You know what was the best game as a kid? We used to call it branding. We used to have a tennis ball, and you can't do it anymore. Kids, don't try this at home, okay?
Yeah.
Don't try it at school. But we used to have a tennis ball, but we wrapped it up in gaff tape, and you used to have to throw it at each other.
Oh,
and hit them in wherever.
Well, that was like tag, though, wasn't it?
A bit like
with
that,
the ball.
Just with the ball. We used to play that all the time. Got into trouble, but you know, we still.
Let's get that stupid idea of that gridiron thing.
I think it's a fantastic.
Where's
idea?
The traditional ones, like your Spotlight or your Red Rover? That's another one too. Red Rover.
I think this might be a New South Wales thing, but we used to play a game called Cocky Laura. Used to have two sides, and usually in the pool as well.
Yeah.
You go from one side of the pool to the other, and there was one person
That's Red Rover.
That's Red Rover, isn't it? Okay, we used to call it Cocky Laura.
Let's take some calls. 13-27-10. Those games you used to play as a child, like, and kids aren't playing them anymore. They're too busy with their iPads and their computers.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
The games that you used to play that the whole neighbourhood would get involved in, give us a call. 13-27-10 is the phone number this morning with Jay and Dave.
Now, there's this guy, okay? The news came out last week that he's combined two different sports to come up with a brilliant sport. Something you used to do as a kid, you used to combine sports together. This one is 10-pin bowling with gridiron. So you'd throw the ball like a gridiron player, like the quarterback, and hit the pins over. Brilliant idea. It's going off.
We wanted to know what you played off or played as a kid as well, because those games sort of just disappeared. Kids now have iPads and iPhones, and they're distracted by those. Tina, what were you playing as a kid?
We used to play Cowboys and Indians a bit.
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. So basically that was like a Wild West version of Catch and Kiss.
You got it. Yeah. We used to throw hard things at each other. Yeah. It was a bit nasty. Yeah.
So, and some of us just didn't get caught.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I wonder why that is.
Really wanted to. Yeah.
And when we're talking about Spotlight, did you play that as well?
Yeah, we did. And we sort of went moonlighting as well. We used to steal people's food off their trees in their backyards and throw it in their pool and stuff.
That is gold.
Yeah, all right. We're not going to let Mackay Police know who you are, Tina. All right. Thanks for the call.
Mackay, it's all good.
Thank you, Tina.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
See you later.
That was a good one.
Stealing fruit. All right. Andrew, games you used to play back in the day?
Oh, the old arcade tables with Gallagher and Pac-Man and Frogger and Space Invaders. And
oh, yeah.
They were a lot of fun, but and they'd only cost 20 cents, wouldn't they?
That's it.
Oh man, I didn't play. Didn't you play any like street games, like you know, Spotlight and those kind of things, like Red Rover?
Yeah, a lot of cricket. That's about it.
Yeah, yeah. And it was street cricket, you know, like you'd hit it over the fence of someone's place and you had to go get it. And the worst thing was when they had a dog in the backyard.
Yeah,
that's exactly right.
Or you had the garbage bin on the middle of the road, and then when the car comes, somebody yells like, "Car!" Everyone gets off the road.
Yeah,
car, and then you get back on the road again. Andrew, great one, thank you.
All right, no worries, mate.
See you later. Let us know on our Facebook page, CFM Mackay, what you played back in the day. That's
why
crazy.
Aren't the kids doing it anymore? Too.
I know, Red Rover. We should have like a community game of Spotlight. All right, I'm just kidding. Oh, if you want to play that, that's fine.
Now, the Telstra Clubhouse Rescue, for the past couple of weeks, we've been trying to find a clubhouse that needed a little bit of work. Lo and behold, there were so many that needed help.
Now,
very tough for the judges.
It was only one person could win, and that was the Banksia Scout Hall and the Scout Den on Fernley Avenue in Andergrove.
So we looked into it, okay?
Yeah.
They've got some special paints for the roof to lessen the heat.
That's right.
That goes into the to the thing. So we got that all sorted. But they also need a little bit of work when it comes to the electricals.
Like the security lights on the outside of the building, you know, to keep it safe at night time. And we're after a Sparky.
I think we've managed to get one. Deb, you've just given us a call. You're happy to help out, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Now, I think it's like a couple of like security lights that go on the external of the building and that kind of thing. So we want somebody professional like yourself to be doing that because Dave and I together can't put two sentences together, let alone anything else.
Yeah. Now, you've just gone out on into business for yourself, haven't you? Only just recently.
Just recently, yeah. My husband and I've been a qualified electrician for quite a few years now, and I've got my contractor's license, and awesome. Just come back from the mines, and
that's awesome.
And started up Marion Electrical.
Just
and I've signed my husband up as an apprentice.
That's what I heard. It's a first year apprentice, isn't he?
Yes, that's right.
So you're the boss. I love that.
That's great.
How do you find it, Deb, being, like, I've got to be honest, I haven't heard of too many female electricians before. What's the response like when people go, you go to people's houses?
Look, it's not too bad.
Yeah.
It was a little bit worse underground when it was just all boys.
Okay.
But as an electrician on the surface, it's not too bad at all.
That is awesome, Deb. Thank
and
you so much.
And the fact you got your husband as your pleb is just brilliant.
I love that.
I don't think you'd like being called that.
No. So, Marion Electrical, if we want some work done with you, give yourself a plug. What's the phone number?
0458 469 513.
There you go, Deb. Thanks for joining. We're going to plug that throughout the show this morning as well. Thanks for the call this morning.
No worries. Thank you.
See you later.
Yeah. Thanks for helping out. So, yeah, no, I'll give you that number again. 0458 469 513 is Marion Electrical.
Yeah. And join Deb and her first year apprentice, which is her husband.
The Buddy Bench. We've been talking about this the last week and a half or so. It's with the help of Bunnings Warehouses in Paget, North Mackay and Cannonvale. What it is, okay, is it's a permanent bench in the school where the kids are encouraged to sit if they feel lonely, if they're feeling a little bit bullied, or they just got no friends for the day, they're all off sick or whatever it is. They can sit on this bench, and if one of the other kids comes up and says, hello, how are you doing, you want to come and play, they have to go and play with the other kids.
It's a great initiative. We had young Charlie on the show last week who came up with this idea.
Yeah.
And we have had so many entries to win one of three buddy benches, thanks to Bunnings as well.
And you can still register as well, cfmmackay.com.au. Tell us in 50 words or less which school you'd like to win the buddy bench and why.
Now, Corinne's from Pinnacle State School. Corinne, why did you guys nominate and register to get one of these buddy benches?
At Pinnacle State School, we've only got a little school, so it will help out with our younger kids if they're feeling sad or lonely. The big kids can look after them. And as a parent too, you know, you want your children to have a great day at school.
Yeah, now, we've been to Pinnacle State School in the past as well. It seems like everyone gets on really well with each other, but every now and again there is that time where you need to try and kick back and relax, but the kids sometimes get a little bit lonely doing that, don't they?
Yes, they do, because there's not too many around of the kids. So if the big kids go and help the little kids, then it'll make their day better.
Oh, look, that's great. We think this is an absolutely fantastic idea, the Buddy Bench. Thanks to our friends at Bunnings as well. You're in the draw, and hopefully Pinnacle State School is one of those schools who gets one of those benches. Thank you, Corinne.
Awesome. Thanks, CFM and Bunnings.
No, thank you for your entry. And it's easy getting onto our website, cfmmackay.com.au.
And this whole thing, the Buddy Bench, was actually the idea of a 9-year-old, Charlie, and we spoke to him last week. just a brilliant idea. So simple too.
Absolutely. And a simple idea from, like you say, such a young mind that just wants to class and get rid of bullying altogether. At Rock Pop Mime on Saturday night, one of the schools did a performance on anti-bullying. Like, it's just a great thing to get behind as well. That website, cfmmackay.com.au. Make sure you jump on board and sign up today.